Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi and you are listening to a spirited exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard on a spirited exchange, I bring you inspiring guests, engaging in stimulating and mind-opening conversations, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation about sound healing as a path to wellness. Today's guest is Kathleen Butler, a certified spiritual response therapy teacher and spiritual restructuring teacher. She is author of the CD, An Introduction to Spiritual Response Therapy and Dowsing, as well as several published articles on SRT. Kathleen is a gifted healer who has helped both adults and children achieve greater joy, prosperity, happiness, well-being in their lives. She is doing this using SRT, which is a quick and accurate healing technique, which works on a spiritual level to help eliminate spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical challenges. It helps remove blocks to living a happier life. Let's welcome Kathleen Butler to a spirited exchange. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi. Thank you very much, Kelly.
You're welcome. It's good to have you here today. So we're doing some episodes on various healing modalities. And, you know, this is really especially needed in this time of so much going on, and we're affected both physically, emotionally, mentally. And there's so many modalities out there. And I'm familiar a little bit with SRT, spiritual response therapy. And I'm really looking forward to having you on the show today and sharing your expertise and letting people know that this is out there and can help them on a day-to-day basis. So Kathleen, I was wondering if you can start us off and tell us a little bit about what led you to where you are today, to working with SRT, and kind of what was the story, what motivated you of looking into SRT, having a session with it, and like why this modality?
Good question. So when I was, I started out in the sciences. I was always interested in science and math, and I have a degree in geology and did a lot of the mathematical, and I think it was to understand my personal experience, the seeing of energy fields or just other things going on and trying to figure out what they were. So I did the science background to figure it out because I assumed that's this, you know, of course, the source being the earth and so forth. And in my younger years, like 10 or 11, I was reading books about a lot of things, past life concepts, palm reading, as well as science books. So it was kind of a combination of how I went about it. And then fast forward, you know, to being an adult, and I think all of us go through different pathways and don't always stay in tune with everything that we used to be in tune with. And I wanted to find a way to work on some trauma and some challenges that I'd had. And the traditional methods, although some of them I found beneficial, they weren't moving me in the way that I wanted to move forward in life. Mm-hmm. And I was finding that I really didn't like who I was being. So I actually started out with some, again, physical things with massage. And my massage therapist actually said to me one day, and she'd recommended several modalities and I pursued them and had various different things, but she recommended spiritual response therapy. And she'd met some people that did it and actually taught classes. And I said, okay, well, I'll check it out later. You know, so I kept putting it off. And she finally said, no, you really need to check this out. So I did. And it was, for me, it was life altering. That first session wasn't necessarily life altering. I mean, it was changing. It was helpful. But it was after about three sessions and deciding to take a class that I realized this was something that I wanted to do for myself. So that I knew moving forward every day, I was removing blocks to my best expression for that day. Mm-hmm. And I liked that idea. I liked that concept. And I just found it helped me physically mentally, emotionally. I had some health challenges as well as some anxieties that seemed to clear up using this method more easily than other methods I was using.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you share some things that it helped you with that were kind of astounding, big life changes that you may have gone through?
Yes, actually, after I took, I mean, the sessions, a couple of friends and I were doing them kind of together. And so that was fun to talk to people about it. But when I took the class, when I took the basic class, that's when big things started happening. You know, I'd already planned on leaving my job, but you know how sometimes we make plans, but we don't move forward.
Yes.
So,
yes.
when the program, and I use the term program to mean a root cause for an issue or a problem, when that's cleared up, there may not be anything else holding you there. So I found myself leaving my job, which actually made me very happy. I found myself leaving a relationship that made me very happy. But for me personally, they happened at the same time. And so it was a bit challenging, but I'm really glad. I don't think I would change the fact that they happened at the same time. But I took the class and that, and then I took, met the founders, you know, took more classes, and I ended up getting certified with this method, which wasn't my intention. As I said earlier, it was just self-help to work on myself. Mm-hmm. And, to become certified, it just really changed my life in that the method itself helped me become more my authentic self. So mm-hmm. I felt more relaxed about my path in general. Mm-hmm. The health issues that I went to work on at the beginning were they're gone, but I can't say that's everyone's story, but that's what happened for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did it lead to a big move, something that you had wanted to do to move from one place to another?
Well, when I had been doing SRT for a while and I used it, yes, to make changes and to make some moves and teach out of state and all that. But it came a time when I wanted to make a big change, bigger than what I'd had, and to move back to Washington State. And so I did this meditation and some clearing, releasing work with the SRT spiritual healing book, which we might talk about later, and my own clearing work to clear blocks to moving back to Washington. And when I started that process of every day focusing on clearing blocks to moving, I was relocated with a new job, a new house, a new everything. In 6 months before the year was out, we had relocated. So intention, of course, is important in many modalities. So, well, right. Probably all of them.
Yeah, but I think that extra special sauce is the modality itself. So it's, you know, it's great. It's important to have an intention, but often those limiting beliefs, those blocks get in the way of us actually taking action. And so, you know, SRT, it's the special sauce to help like remove those limiting beliefs so that we can actually move forward.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, sometimes you mentioned that both leaving a job and leaving a relationship at the same time was difficult at the time, but it was all good. And I think this is the thing, we can, you know, hope for change. And sometimes we get everything all at once. I've had that experience myself, which can feel like the rug being pulled out from under you, but actually it's good in that it helps this forward movement on a little faster pace. But we can also always ask for it to be done in a way that we can assimilate.
Right. And, you know, sometimes we drag our feet so much about a change that when it actually happens, someone told me this and I was thinking about myself, that when it actually happens, it should have happened, you know, I would say should, because it's all in divine order. But by the time we ask for change, it's something that we would have been happy to have happened last week, right? by the time
yes.
We ask for it. And so sometimes that speeds it up because we know it's a little delayed, mm-hmm. or that there could be you know, benefit to making it move faster. Yeah, but absolutely we can slow it down. And our belief system is one thing we work on in SRT as well. But I think what I helped me is most of the modalities I personally were working with was present life energies or subconscious beliefs. And with SRT, I was able to look at past life reasons in a very safe way. So it helped me make those changes more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's, you know, really interesting to bring that element into it, the past life stuff. And we'll go into that probably in a little more detail when you start explaining what spiritual response therapy is. I was wondering, you mentioned that you actually studied with the founder, the creator of this process.
Yes, Robert Dessler.
Yeah. Do you want to share anything about him and how this came about?
Robert was an amazing man. I mean, like all people, we have our, you know, our moments where we're human.
Our personalities.
So he was very human. But he passed away in 2013. He was 86 years old. And he started, he was a Unity minister. And he lived in California for a while. But when I met him, he was living in Washington and he was teaching SRT full time. He had retired as a Unity minister to make more time for his SRT practice. It just was booming, so many people interested in it. And so I called him up one day to talk to him after I'd taken the basic class from someone who at the time was a local teacher. And he invited me up to attend a class. Well, I mean, I paid for it, but he encouraged me to come take an advanced class with him in the Seattle area. And so I did. I came up here and we just got along really well. And I ended up working with him in some classes as well as on some projects. And I still work with his family. They're still here in Olympia and still working on making that his work continues and that people still know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And these are classes that pretty much need to be taken in person. Is that correct?
There are some teachers that offer online classes. Mm-hmm. I find the basic class is a little more difficult to do online because of the it's not that it's a hard class, but you may require more hands-on assistance from a teacher or more help going through the work and learning the steps. And some online presentations, the students didn't feel they were getting the support. Mm-hmm. So the founders and I and some other teachers just feel the basic in person. And of course, everyone has different learning styles and teaching styles. So you might find an online class that works well for you. For me personally, I offer the basic and the advanced currently just in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So we were talking about spiritual response therapy. There's also another called spiritual restructuring.
Yes.
What is the difference between the two of those?
Spiritual response therapy. So do you want, so with spiritual response therapy, it stands for spiritual, think about what's your spiritual response. So sometimes we say SRT so much, we forget about what is it about our response to life, our response to our situations. And so that's how we might find there's some issues. But spiritual response therapy works on a spiritual level. So it's soul consciousness, spiritual consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Has to do with your Akashic records, working with your spiritual committees. Let me know if you want me to talk about those. But when you work with your spiritual committees, one of those is called the High Self. It help that office helps you work with your soul records and to clear things. And with spiritual restructuring, it's a spiritual and a physical alignment of the body. Mm-hmm. So it works on the physical consciousness. So if we think about here's the spiritual consciousness, here's the physical consciousness, and they go together like a hand in glove. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people will have an SRT session and the challenge may go away and some people it may not. And we find that there may be additional issues, programs, or alignment issues in the physical body as well. Both of them can address some emotional and mental issues with their different techniques. But it's not like a counseling tool per se. I mean, it is in a way, but we're not counselors, you know, addressing emotional or mental. We don't diagnose or prescribe, but we work on just the alignment of, and it does, the restructuring does include that physical alignment, which you can do with charts of the system, you know, different systems of the body, finding out if there's programs or other things in the way of the functioning.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I want to hear more about what SRT is and how it works and what it does, but we're going to take a short break now. So I just want to let people know that you're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Kathleen Butler. And when we come back, we'll dive deeper into the SRT, Spiritual Response Therapy, what it is, how it works, and how it can change your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Kathleen Butler. In this episode, A Path to Wellness, Spiritual Response Therapy, we're going to continue talking about SRT, Spiritual Response Therapy. And before break, we were talking about what led Kathleen to start studying SRT and how it has changed her life. And in a moment, we're going to dive into deeper into exactly what SRT is, how it works, and what it can accomplish. So Kathleen is going to share some inspiring real-life examples of what issues people have come with and how they've been helped. But before we continue with that, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Kathleen. So if you could please give us your contact information for our listeners.
Sure. Thank you, Carrie. My email address is often a really excellent way to get a hold of me. You can find that also on my website. But my email address is SRT, just like Spiritual Response Therapy. So it's SRT Works, all one word with an S at the end. SRT Works at comcast.net. You can reach me on my landline at my office phone, which is 360-753-1878.
Great.
And then my website is srtworks.com.
That's super. And Kathleen, I think you're offering our listeners a special. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. If they call or email me and mention this radio station, this call that they listen to, they'll receive a 10% off their first session.
Awesome. That's great. That's a great way to start. Thank you. So Kathleen, just to jump right back into this spiritual response therapy, SRT, can you tell us a little bit about what that acronym stands for, what SRT stands for?
Yes, it stands for spiritual response therapy. And when Robert Dessler first started developing this work back in 1986, he was in San Jose, California, and he worked with a gentleman by the name of Clark Cameron, who was teaching a hypnotherapy method. And I bring this up because it's about the name a little bit. So Clark had a method called response therapy, and Robert it had some good ideas in it, and he was learning it and as a help for his parishioners. And what he found is he started communicating with what I'm going to call spiritual committees. He wasn't sure. I mean, he'd always had this long life of communicating with God and various concepts of spiritual beings, but this ended up being different. So he ended up channeling information and developing charts. And he came up with a title called Spiritual Response Therapy, because we call it spiritual because you work with your spiritual committees, specifically your high self, which is here to help guide and direct you. And then it's also spiritual response because you work with the Akashic Records and therefore work on spiritual, not just present life. It allows you to look at past life, but it also allows you to look at spiritual realms. There are some programs that we clear with SRT that are like potentials. They're not necessarily from a past life. They may have helped you set up your choices in that past life or the present life. So there can be a lot of different types of programs that we explore because we can look and work with the Akashic Records and your spiritual healing committees. Your spiritual committee. Spiritual healing committee is a specific committee that helps you with healing.
Very interesting.
So it's called Spiritual Response Therapy, SRT for short. You'll also find it called Spiritual Response Technique. Mm-hmm. It goes by both names depending on where the practitioners or consultants and teachers live, technique.
Yeah, what they choose.
Yeah. So yeah. The technique is also the same as SRT.
Uh-huh. And so why is it the response? Like, what is the response piece about?
If we go about our life and sometimes we respond in fear or some kind of fear-based energy, like, being afraid of life is actually one that's not that unusual. And so your response is about what comes up out of your, what's in your soul records, what's your response to what's going on around you. For example, the word responsibility is really about your ability to respond. It's not about responsibility toward others. And so it's we're only ever responsible for ourselves. And so as we look to our response that we give to life, SRT can help us respond with positive energies instead of fear-based energies.
Mm-hmm. Boy, we need more of that today, don't
we? Yeah, and that's actually one thing it helped me with, some anxiety over certain things and some fear. And I found the sessions really helped clear that up.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they say, we really can't change what happens to us, but we can change how we respond.
Correct.
To things. Yeah. And it makes a big difference in how we can go about life and how enjoyable life can be if we can...
Right. And, and as we talk about what is SRT, and we look at, our ability to respond, it's not what happens to us, whether it's past life, present life, doesn't matter what happens to us. It matters about, as you said, the energy we put on it. So it could be getting stuck in traffic. Trauma is any experience with a negative energy on it. So, and that's not to invalidate anyone's experience. It's just letting them know that if it's a trauma, you have a lot of energy on it. Mm-hmm. And so this is one tool I found that has helped a lot of people resolve those energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So in the method itself, you know, as we say, what is SRT? We use a pendulum, but using a pendulum isn't SRT. That's a dowsing tool. You know, it's a dowsing tool. And it helps us go from chart to chart. We channel through our high self if we're doing it accurately. But SRT is not really the high self. Anyone, hopefully everyone, is channeling to some degree for their well-being. It's really about the questioning method. Finding the issues, asking questions, and then asking for them to be cleared. So it's about sitting down to with clarity, sitting down with intention, sitting down being connected to your spiritual committees. And if you're working with someone else, their spiritual committees, because you can't do SRT without accessing the soul records or working with the spiritual committees. You won't be able to find the root cause of something. So when you sit down to do that, then these other elements, the dowsing, the channeling, the charts, you know, because we have charts that we use, then and navigate, well, where's the next program? And programs are set up with that judgment, that energy from past life. They're usually not present life, but they can be. Mm-hmm. And then you identify those energies or identify the past life situation. And then work with the spiritual committees and the soul to clear those energies.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing a lot of questioning. You're using a pendulum as a dowsing tool to get answers to help clarify and focus what it is that's to be worked on. And then is it when you say you're working with your higher self, your spiritual team to help do the clearing, they're actually helping you change the energy around whatever is holding you back.
For example, a lot of people use the analogy of a library when you think about your Akashic records, you know, all the books of life. So with SRT, we bring out that book that says, I have a trauma about moving or relationships or whatever it is. And we open up that book and we're like, oh, look, here's that page with all the fear-based stuff. Let's take that out. Let's delete that. Mm-hmm. So you can even use, so the example is we go through and we edit the books. It doesn't mean that it never happened. Mm-hmm. It's like a computer. You're just putting it in, you're taking that folder and putting it in inactive. It's no longer active. Mm-hmm. It's no longer causing an issue. But yeah, if you ask, well, how many times have I been a teacher? That's still going to count, but you're not going to be caught up in the negativity. So it's like going back, changing the story. In some psychologies, they even say, well, change your dreams. I guess it's a little bit like that, where you can change your dream. You can go back. You can change that past life energy. You can clear it, is what we actually call it, is we're clearing it. Mm-hmm. And that way, when you release the fear energy, you're not going back and reliving it. You're just saying, oh, that's gone. I don't have to jump into it anymore.
Yeah, I've heard another modality talk about, you know, it's not like when it's healed, it's not like you don't, it's not like you don't recall it, but it's, it's not like you don't recall it. You do remember it, but you do not have the emotional zing to it. That part is removed.
Right. I can even use that association with present life today. Like, why do people come for sessions? So one woman came to a session because every time she would have weekly meetings with her mother. And being a mom is a complicated relationship. I think being a parent is complicated. But she was an only child. She would have these meetings with her mother. And she enjoyed seeing her mother every week. For lunch. They just have a weekly lunch. They lived in the same city. But she said her stomach would get so knotted up with fear and anxiety, and oh, she just could not enjoy it. So we did some clearing work. We cleared past life energy and some present life energy between her and her mom. We cleared other stuff, you know, whatever came up, because spirit knows you. Spirit knows who you are.
Yeah.
And they know, oh, look, this is what's going on. So I can just say, what's the first reason for the problem, right? Mm-hmm. I can just say, is there a reason this is happening? It doesn't have to be about mom. It could be something else, but it's showing up with mom. Mm-hmm. So we cleared it. And she called me back and she said that for the first time, she had lunch with her mother and she felt so peaceful. No anxiety, nothing. And this was, she never got the anxiety back. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing SRT for quite a while, actually since 1996. And I went through, as I mentioned earlier, and became certified as a teacher. Before that, a consultant, and worked with the founders. However, I've known, this is one of my first clients, well, not my first, but in the first couple of years of my work. Mm-hmm. And she just kept on going, actually ended up having a much better relationship with their mom in general. Mm-hmm. So relationships is one thing people come about. I had one lady that her son and her were estranged, mm-hmm. and she hadn't seen him or any of his children. She'd never met his children. And the day after we cleared her programs, we just went until Spirit said there was nothing else to clear. Mm-hmm. And the concept is to clear everything in one session, but as spiritual beings, we evolve. So of course, you know, and our choices matter. So, you know, we might have something to clear next week that didn't come up this week, that kind of concept, but we went until everything was done. And she called me the very next day and said her son contacted her at just hours after the session. And they've been estranged for, as I mentioned, 10 years. They
had. Yeah, that's more than just a coincidence, right?
So that's he wanted to come up and visit and bring the grandkids so she could meet her grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
We're like, wow. She's like, she felt scared, of course, you know. So we did some more work. And after the visit, she said it was awkward. I said, of course, you hadn't visited for 10 years. There's going to be some awkward. There's going to be some weirdness. But they had a decent visit and she got to meet her grandkids.
Wow.
So things like that are really, that's what keeps me going. Like, why do I keep doing the work? Well, the experience I see on myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. So physical, doctors said I couldn't have children. And I did the SRT. But it also had to do spiritual restructuring because it's working on the physical body in a different way than SRT does. And with those two, I was able to get pregnant and my son's almost 17. So there's a lot of stories from clients about, you know, pain no longer being present. Now, I'm not going to go on and say everyone is going to see the same results because each person's in charge of their own healing process.
Right.
However, a large percent of people see some great results with spiritual response therapy. Yes. I know there's other modalities that are great complements as well. Mm-hmm. And I think one woman or one client actually explained this to me. She said, I had a physical issue and it was not seeing results. I had a session. She said it felt a little better, but not a lot. But mm-hmm. what did happen that she thinks is amazing is it was like boom, boom, boom. She found the people she needed that she'd been looking for to help her with the problem. I mean, like it was a doctor and it was a particular treatment and it worked. And she had been searching for a while and it didn't come to pass until we cleared blocks to healing. And so it can come up with finding the team that will help you, right?
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of times when we have issues, whether it be physical or mental or emotional, that our soul has agreed to experience something in this life. And maybe we need to go through that physical experience in order to learn what we need to learn. And so, you know, I know I've been to a healing center where a lot of people would go for physical healing and not everybody received it, but they received something. Some of them had incredible, you know, changes in relationships or changes around their fear of death or like whatever it is. So it's like we do get what we need and not always in the way that we expect. So I think that's really, you know, showing in that it may not have, the SRT might not have healed her, but it led her to those who can help continue with her physical healing.
Right. And one thing I want to mention about that, though, is SRT is not a physical healing method. It's a spiritual healing method. It may show up physically, mentally, and emotionally, but it always works on a spiritual level. Are you going to allow that to manifest otherwise? That's different. Also, just a quick note that pain in our body can be caused by our emotions. So sometimes I need to find out what's the source. If there's no programs, what percent of it is mental? What percent of it's emotional? What percent of it's actually physical? And then the client can figure out, where do they want to go with that?
Yeah, I love that it's very directed. And I know our listeners can't necessarily see, I've purchased the books and the charts and how you can use the pendulum, which really helps you quickly direct and focus your attention on what needs to be worked on. I think that's a beauty of the process. There's no guessing.
Right. Robert, when he wrote the book, The Freedom Path, and Soul Recreation, it was with the concept of course, using those tools to teach people the method. So you'll find a procedure in The Freedom Path, and a lot of people enjoy using that. In the classes, you get more in-depth work, and you learn how to use those concepts. So yeah, it's great. What I like about it is like the domino effect. You clear one program, and that might have been the root cause of 100,000. So it goes quickly. Yeah.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and hear a little bit more about spiritual response therapy. So I'm Carrie Kadambi, and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Kathleen will share some tips that you can begin using today to create positive personal change in your life. Before we take our break, Kathleen, can you share your contact information again with our listeners?
Sure. My email is srtworks@comcast.net. My phone number is 360-753-1878.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll be back in a minute.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Kathleen Butler. We've been talking about spiritual response therapy as a path to wellness. And next, Kathleen is going to describe a practice that you can do on a daily basis to create positive personal change in your life. And she'll also share some releasing statements that you can use to help change beliefs and release some programming that may have been holding you back. But before we dive into the remainder of the episode, I want to let you know how you can reach me and learn more about how I help clients unlock their full potential to fulfilling their life on purpose. You can check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, where you can sign up to work with me online in private sessions or in a group program. I'm also offering a free event series called Divine Spirit at Play for energy healing and co-creating with spirit, and you can find that on Eventbrite. Great. So we're back with Kathleen. And Kathleen, what would you like to share with us now about spiritual response therapy?
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie. Before I move on into sharing some things that we can do on a daily basis, regardless of what modalities we use. And just a little bit of hints that SRT has helped me. I wanted to recap a little bit about, again, what is SRT? The method itself does use a pendulum. We teach you how to use a pendulum in a particular way. We also have a set of charts, and that's what Robert ended up channeling and creating, was a set of charts. And over time, those expanded into a large set of charts. And we have a chart one that's kind of like a table of contents. It's your map. What chart do I go to next? That kind of thing. And so we have the charts, we have the pendulum, and we teach a method where you work with your spiritual committees. Now, everyone works with their spiritual committees, but they may not feel like it's very effective. So we teach neutrality and other ways to clear blocks and interferences to having a more effective communication. And working with the soul records, we have to work with our high self committee. Now, the high self, that job, it's in a spiritual office called high self, not higher self, but high self. Mm-hmm. It's not you. It's a team that works with you, or a being or soul that works with you to help guide and direct you. And they're in charge of the soul records, as I mentioned earlier. You also work with guardian angels who are all about protection. But people so frequently think it's only physical protection. They're also about your mental and emotional protection. And because of that, you know, sometimes we need to make sure high self and guardian angels are working in harmony, because they might have different agendas in their job description, right? Mm-hmm. I need to protect them. Wait, we need to look at this, right?
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's good. And then, of course, people might just say, I talk to my guides. That's a phrase that we use for a lot of different things. But you also have beings that work with you for healing and awareness. So the takeaway on that is, remember, every day or many times throughout the day, you can always ask for help. You have a team. You have a council. You have beings working with you all the time.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Right. And you can even ask your high self or spirit, whatever phrase you want to use, you can ask them to assign people to help you, maybe even on an ad hoc, work on this project, do this, do that. You know, ask for help with clarity, ask for help with your taxes. Don't make it too mundane. Spirit says we don't ask enough. And that's what Robert kept reminding his students. You're not asking enough questions, or you're not asking spirit to help you enough. So ask for that.
Yeah, that's kind of my soapbox, that, you know, they're there 24/7, ready to lovingly guide us, but we just need to ask. And I don't know, like, I've heard that they really can't help us unless we ask. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, how true that is, because sometimes I feel like they've come in without me consciously asking for something. What is your take on that?
Well, it takes me back to the concept that love is the only reality. Everything else, you know, if it's not love-based, then it's not from spirit. Mm-hmm. So if you need help, you're going to get help. Mm-hmm. I think what we sometimes forget is that we're thinking we have to do it alone. But yes, they do come in. And what are we, or we may not realize we're asking subconsciously,
right,
for help, and we don't think we are consciously. So yes, I feel, my belief is, you can always, they're there. You get better help when you ask.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes now that you mentioned that we may not be thinking we're consciously asking, but I know sometimes I've had a thought, which is almost like a rhetorical question. I don't expect a response, and a response comes. And I know it's not for me, because it's like, I had no idea what came was something I didn't know, like a term.
Exactly.
Or a thought.
So,
so they're always there, and all we have to do is ask.
They're there to help. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, kind of in going into that, like, having a council of guides. I know that I have a council of guides, and one time I sat with them, one each day over a series of days, and they all had different job descriptions. They each had something very particular that they were in charge of in working with me.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, angels of light, if you know anyone or any place on the planet that needs help, send them angels of light. You need someone who is physically challenged, send them forces of light and angels of light. Someone's having difficulty with mental challenges in life. I mean, you know, stress, whatever. It doesn't always mean, you know, more serious, but it could be. Then ask for the masters to help them. And you don't have to know the names. You just ask, hey, my friend's having this challenge, send them some help.
Yeah, and some people think of this as
very important.
Some people think of it as prayer, and you know, however, you know, but yeah, prayer works. Prayer is that dialogue with spirit, asking for assistance. And
as you mentioned, prayer and the releasing statements you'd mentioned earlier that I was going to share. Think about your thoughts as your prayer.
Absolutely.
And so, if your thoughts are your prayers, heavens, what are we think? What are we? What are we praying for?
Absolutely. Every thought, every word is a prayer.
Yeah, so it's important to be aware of that. Yes. So one, you can always ask for help. You don't have to be skilled in a particular method, because every person on the planet has the right for divine guidance and for help with whatever they allow themselves. Sometimes we don't allow the help. Okay. So that is.
Well, and because sometimes there's the limiting beliefs, like I don't deserve, or who am I to ask for? And so when we can clear those blocks, we open ourselves up to being able to receive.
Yeah. A lot of people have self-punishment programs and it's a very popular one. So, and some people have a suffering issue. So once we clear programs, it opens up. It doesn't mean that I'm predicting the outcome, but what, think of SRT as the tool you use. And you can do this with releasing statements too, that you release, that here's your pathway in front of you. And there's these boulders, these blocks, and you're going to use those tools to remove the boulders and the rocks, but you still have to walk your pathway.
Yeah. We do have to take responsibility and take the action.
That.
Yeah. Right.
But no matter how tempting it is to stay in bed, you might want to get out. Okay. So, release. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're leading into it. So go right ahead.
Statements. There's in the releasing statements we use in SRT, there's three segments to them. They do not need repetition, like affirmations. That whole thing is a different concept. But with releasing statements, you're repatterning the neural pathways in your brain. So there's three steps to help. The first one is, I release all belief, perception, and judgment that, whatever you want to fill the blank in is. I release all need and desire is the second one. So I release all need and desire to believe whatever. And now completely accept and believe. And instruct my subconscious to completely accept and believe on every level of my being that we put in the positive. So I'm going to do an example.
That'd be great.
Okay. I release all belief, perception, and judgment that I need to be afraid of my life process. I release all need and desire to believe that I need to be afraid of my life process. I now completely accept and believe and instruct my subconscious to accept and believe on every level of my being that I easily and effortlessly allow a happy and healthy life process and release fear of my life path. And so it is. Amen.
Wow.
So you just can fill in whether it's how to learn a guitar, or driving, taking an exam. When my son was little, we did something about dreams. Okay. Or you could do it something more personal, you know, they're all personal, but more about, I have a fear and I want to let go of it. I have anger and I want to let go of it. Because our feelings are always perfect. They're always true and perfect. But when we get stuck in them, then it becomes an issue. This is where programs get created. We have judgment on something. Judgment is fear-based. When we witness, we're love-based. So we're witnessing we're having a challenge. Then we're staying in a positive frame of mind. If we judge that we're having a challenge, then we're getting into a fear-based belief. Mm-hmm. And so these releasing statements can help you release those beliefs, perceptions, and judgments that are creating that pattern. And you only have to go through the three steps, the ones. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it again, totally okay. But it's okay just to do it once. Mm-hmm. And then you can alter it, you know, like fine tune it maybe in a different way. Mm-hmm. And don't limit it to be like, I let go of fear of getting a job. I mean, that's okay. But you can just say, I let go of fear. You can make it more encompassing or you can make it less. So releasing statements, excellent tool. You can also find them in my blog at my website.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, so people can see it in written form. And
you can find them there in one of the blogs that I've written. And I find them wonderful. I use them several times a week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can clear programs using releasing statements, but they don't work on everything, which is why I supplement, you know, I work with the SRT method to clear what I might call a program or a reason for a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then releasing statements, if it's a mentally emotional challenge, is going to be very effective.
Okay. Is there ever, when you're doing those releasing statements, is there ever like a feeling that you notice when you're doing that? Is there ever...
For me personally, there is. I notice that when I'm done, I feel, if the energy in my body feels very different. In one case, I couldn't remember what I was releasing. I could only remember the positive thought.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I've had that experience with some things. It's like, I know I did something, but I don't remember what the problem was. It's like, okay, that's... Yeah. Amazing. Like that shows.
Yeah, and they can be used for any area in your life. Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned earlier about people, what do they want to work on? And career is a very common one. And I often do releasing statements around any challenge. But recently I did some with a client around career. Mm-hmm. As even though we couldn't find any blocks, she didn't feel, her feelings were a particular way. Her thoughts were a particular way. So we did some releasing statements and she said she could feel that that really helped her settle down and be peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that, whether it's career or I imagine just like life direction, because, you know, a lot of people in kind of our age range, you know, are reaching that retirement age, but, you know, 60, 65 is much younger now than it used to be back then. And people... yeah. Could have another 20, 30 years of life and they want to have purpose.
And right. So, retirement is really the time to start your second career, right?
Yeah, exactly. And to be something that you're really passionate about and that you love and want to do. And if we have anything that's blocking and getting in our way, golly, let's get rid of that so we can really show up as who we are, who we're meant to be and bring our gifts to the world.
I think day, people really want to be authentic. They want acceptance and love, and they want to be their authentic self, and they realize they're not giving themselves self-love. And so I find SRT is an excellent tool toward that goal. And each one of us come in with different themes, challenges that we want to express. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of incarnation is enlightenment, and we may just want to have a particular experience in that enlightenment. Mm-hmm. But we can make it our everything, you know, okay. And I don't mean okay as in less than, okay as in, hey, this is okay, I'm moving forward. And as we get to retirement, it's for some people, but I would hope it would be at every stage of their career that they would seek fulfillment, satisfaction. And these are things I check for in sessions, satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness, to make sure there's no blocks to accepting these things too.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a great way to step into, who we really are, using a modality like spiritual response therapy to help us remove those blocks so that way we can be healthy and happy and satisfied. And yes. Well, thank you very much, Kathleen, for being with us today. I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge and your passion and your experience with spiritual response therapy for our listeners today. And I'm grateful that you were able to share a practice that our listeners can begin using right away to make a change in their life. And also to remember that that you are offering a discount for those who would like to come and try a session with you to help move them forward in life. So I also want to thank all of our listeners today who've tuned in with open, curious, and receptive minds to eager to awaken their own personal evolution. So please join me every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My next show will be on July 8th, and we'll continue on the theme of A Path to Wellness, exploring other beneficial and effective complementary healing modalities that assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. I'll see you back here next time, and until then, I wish you peace and good health.
You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.